Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today, we're covering the June 16th City Commission meeting, where commissioners unanimously adopted a wireless facilities code update, the first comprehensive revision in nearly 30 years, and held a work session on how the city engages with the public.
The commission's sole action item was a text amendment overhauling Division 38.330. The wireless facilities section of the municipal code. Assistant City Attorney Jennifer Guttardi explained that the current wireless code dates to 1998 and that the city hired telecommunications consultants in March 2025 to ensure the update complied with federal law.
Three key changes stood out. First, a new application review process built around federally mandated shot clocks. Deadlines the city must meet when reviewing wireless applications. Eligible facilities requests, which cover upgrades to existing towers, carry the strictest timeline. If the city misses the deadline, the application is automatically granted. Small facilities outside the public right-of-way get a 90-day review window. Large facilities get 150 days.
Second, a new section identifies five categories of wireless facilities the federal government has exempted from local wireless regulations. Those only need a building permit. And third, revisions to the submittal materials section create a separate track for eligible facilities requests, which wasn't previously distinguished in the code.
The Community Development Board recommended approval on June 1st, but proposed additional language requiring that wireless facility materials be architecturally compatible with the existing structure or surrounding area. Planning staff had no objections, and that language was incorporated into the ordinance before the commission.
Commissioner Bodie asked about a provision stating concealed facilities may be required in historic districts. Planner Bailey Minnick confirmed that's existing language, giving staff discretion to require concealment based on individual circumstances. No public comment was received on this item.
A commission voted 5-0 to provisionally adopt the ordinance. Commissioner Bodie noted she wished the city had a beautification board to review aesthetics of wireless facilities. Deputy Mayor Fisher said he appreciated the emphasis on architectural compatibility. Commissioner Magic said she hoped technology would move beyond wireless within 30 years.
The meeting's work session focused on the city's engagement framework update. Communications and Engagement Manager Takami Clark explained the update was prompted by the Montana Land Use Planning Act, or MLUPA, passed in 2023, which sets minimum requirements for public participation in land use decisions. Clark said the city is already meeting those minimums, but wants to draw a direct line between MLUPA and its engagement framework.
Clark outlined areas staff is exploring, defining tiers of engagement so staff knows when a large outreach push is warranted versus a smaller effort, developing engagement summaries that show the public what was heard and how it influenced decisions, and establishing more consistent training across departments.
Commissioners weighed in on where the city falls on the IAP2 spectrum of public participation, which ranges from consult through empower. Commissioner Magic said the collaborate and empower levels represent the most meaningful engagement, but acknowledged they take more time. Commissioner Bodie noted there are 7 tools listed under consult, but only 2 under empower, and asked staff to identify additional tools for those higher impact categories.
Commissioner Sweeney suggested deploying statistically valid polling on issues that generate large volumes of public comment, citing the B3 zoning district's 90-foot building height as an example. She also proposed strengthening the neighborhoods program as infrastructure for two-way communication, and urged the city to identify specific demographic groups in engagement plans, not just organizational partners.
Deputy Mayor Fisher raised the challenge of responding to public comment in real time. He referenced repeated comments from a resident asking for accountability around city funds provided to HRDC, noting the commission's inability to respond can feel like silence. Clark said she would deliver a sample engagement summary through this project to demonstrate what responsive follow-up could look like.
During general public comment, Three residents raised issues outside the agenda. Callie Kazakoff, owner of Big Sky Tutoring, asked the commission to amend the city's cannabis dispensary ordinance to include tutoring centers and daycare centers in the 500-foot buffer zone around dispensaries. Kristen Newman urged the commission to restore an ADA coordinator and disability liaison from the budget, calling the removal a signal that your commitment isn't human-centered, it is budget-centered. And Cindy Smith again requested public accounting of city funds provided to HRDC.
At the close of the meeting, Commissioner Bodie asked the city manager to provide a response to Smith's requests. City Manager Chuck Wynn agreed to share what information he could, noting employment actions are private. Deputy Mayor Fisher specifically asked for a breakdown of city funds sent to HRDC, and Wynn confirmed that information is publicly available.
The engagement framework update is expected to return in August for adoption. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.